Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Today has been incredible. The absolute perfect amount of leakage, the trustworthiness of the leakage, to coin a phrase.
Not a lot of context in which you say the perfect amount of leakage.
What do you want to know?
There's been a pretty steady stream. I'm just saying, like, outside of this conversation.
People don't
like,
know what I'm talking about. What does he mean?
The perfect amount of leakage. Usually no leakage is the perfect amount of leakage.
Okay. What does he mean? He means schedule intel.
I'm happy mostly that we're taking the air and I don't have any anxiety at all about holidays, Thanksgiving or Christmas.
What a relief!
If the leaks are all to be trusted, or at least the ones that matter to this, I feel are maybe some of the most trustworthy leaks we've seen and heard. The Bills are in the clear on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and that is I wanted 1 o'clock Sunday to open, and I think we're getting that
at home.
At home,
I do too,
because of the week two being a short week and you're on the road. So okay, we knew that yesterday. Today, the way things are clicking in here with the Christmas Day, and we feel like we really trust.
We actually have confirmation on the Christmas Day games.
Oh, okay.
It is Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore, Houston.
Right.
Netflix just tweeted that out.
So thank you very much. So that's good. We got San Francisco, Buffalo, Thanksgiving weekend, Sunday night. So they're not playing on Thanksgiving. I'm all set.
Dude, I am just sitting here waiting for the chance to go through the whole thing with you.
425 me to death, all you want. I don't even care. I'll live with that. I don't love that, but I'm fine. I just no holidays, 1 p.m. to start. Okay, sorry.
Don't be sorry. No,
I feel like I got my feet up over here. I'm completely relaxed about the whole thing.
I love today. I don't want to sort of, I don't want you to leave. But I love today. And I feel like it's the perfect amount of what's known and what isn't as we start.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to give me today off next year and I'm in a bar all day or something, I'll take it. But when it comes to the show, I want to know some things. I don't want to know some things. I want there to be some unknown, especially as we start. Because, I want tomorrow for what we know, which is everything.
Yeah.
Right? So, if you will.
I hope I didn't steal any thunder. You did not.
No.
By saying what I just said.
Everybody knows some of this already.
Right.
Like, if you care about it at all, you're online and there's almost no such thing as us breaking anything because it's just moves. It moves so fast now. But here's what I've got. And you or anybody else, feel free to tell me where I'm wrong or what I'm missing. Week one, I'm farming the farmers, okay? Like, I don't care about Jordan Schultz or anything like that. Neither do you. There are a lot of people who are breaking stuff. You've got a lot of people who are just sort of collecting all the different, the team schedules and the rumors and everything. I'm just doing this from everything I've seen. All those people are in there. All those people, the work,
right,
quote work they're doing, right, are in there, but nobody cares like who's breaking anything, and I don't feel any particular responsibility to name
anybody.
I don't
worry about crediting the exact person who told you about some week three game.
No, right. I'm not far. Gotcha. I'm just farming the farmers. That's what I'm doing.
Right.
Week one, home, either the Patriots or the Cardinals. Everybody else on the schedule is accounted for in week one. It's either going to be New England or it's going to be Arizona. The Bills will play New England in week 18, the final game of the season. So you could have the bookends there. I hope it's Arizona. I'd enjoy that a lot more. Whoever it is, we're talking about them a lot between now and four mm-hmm. months from now. And Arizona is just more interesting to me. Marvin Harrison, Kyler Murray, there's a chance they might be good.
Yeah, it wouldn't be stunning if they were good.
Right. Like, that's an interesting team.
It'd be really aggravating because of how much we hate them.
It would be stunning if New England were good.
Yes.
Where are the Bills the bigger favorite? Patriots or Cardinals? Assuming they host one or the other in week one.
Ooh. I think Patriots.
Me too. But I do think it's probably Brissett.
Yeah.
Which maybe makes it a little easier. I don't know. Like, again, the unknown.
Right.
Drake May comes out and just has a CJ Stroud season or something, and you're like, okay, well, that happened.
Right.
All right, so that's week one. Week two was announced yesterday at Miami Thursday night. Book it.
Great.
Week three sounds like home, either Jacksonville or Tennessee. Everybody else is booked on the Bills if it's a home game. New England plays the Jets on Thursday night that week. Arizona plays Detroit. So that's that. Either Jacksonville or Tennessee here week three. That's what I've got.
Okay.
At Baltimore week four. That's been out. I have that as a Sunday afternoon. Maybe 1 o'clock. Not like a special, not a showcase
right.
game.
Okay.
The Miami game, if I didn't say Thursday night, yeah. That would be... Wait, I should double check this. I think that's the first night game. Well, Miami's the first night game. Week two has to be. And yeah, so yeah. Onward.
All right.
Week five... I don't know. I've seen home game, probably. I have nothing on week five.
Hang on. I've just got an update here. It's Alabama, actually.
Who would win?
They're going to play Alabama.
Would Alabama beat Carolina? That's the question you want to ask.
803-0550.
Who would win? So week five, I don't know. Week six, at the Jets Monday night. That's
right.
The Jets schedule came out like first thing in the morning. Like that?
Sure.
Sure, right?
Yeah, fine.
You're going there eventually. You're playing them
somewhere. Right. Fine. I'm fine.
At the Jets, week six. Week seven, no idea. Sorry, by the way. You're probably expecting more from me at this point. Week seven, no idea.
I think a lot of our audience listens pretty regularly, so maybe not.
Oh, okay. Well, that's appreciate that. Okay. Week eight at Seattle. Probably a 4 o'clocker. It's not going to be one.
At best.
At the earliest.
At the earliest.
I don't have
4 o'clock game.
That's week eight, I said.
Yes.
I don't have that as a night game. It's definitely not Monday night. It's definitely not Sunday night. It's not Sunday afternoon. 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon, Bills at Seahawks. Week eight, October 27th. Costumes.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Coming back from breaks on CBS. Costumes.
Which I love dressing up.
Week nine, Miami here.
A little early.
You wanted some snow.
We got the comfort of not having to deal with the Miami Heat, not the basketball team, for the early season game there, week two, because it's a night game. So the trade-off, I get them a little earlier. All right, I guess I'm fine. But I like the idea of them just freezing and coming up here in December.
November 3rd, iffy for that.
Hmm.
You'd agree. I could tell by the noise. You would agree. Week 10, no idea. But probably a road game.
But definitely going to be one of the teams that are on their schedule already.
New England, Houston, Indianapolis, Rams, Lions. Yes. Although I think Lions is yesterday's leak on the Lions might have been right, which would have them be in Week 15.
Week 15 in Detroit, yeah. I think at 4:25, I think I even saw.
Okay. If I remember correctly. Thanksgiving.
Not Thanksgiving.
Chicago, reportedly, is in Detroit.
Great.
On Thanksgiving. So, Week 10, I'm thinking, is probably a road game. Doesn't have to be, but Week 9 is home, and Week 11 is the Chiefs at home. So, Week 10,
yeah,
probably away. So, how about that? 4:25.
Or a bye.
Or a bye, right.
There could be a bye in there.
I don't have the bye.
Right.
I do know, I've seen Denver has a bye in Week 14, so they do get that late. The Bills were something like that last year.
They were after the Eagles game last year, like the end of November when that game was.
Which is terrible.
Right. I as it turned out last year for the Bills, that timing was pretty fortunate because they were, you know, that was the heat of the McDermott, you know, just it was roiling. And so the week off maybe at that time helped them. But normally, yeah, I'm a few weeks earlier than that. Somewhere approximate the middle is where I think teams even say they would prefer it.
Yeah. So Week 10 is probably a road game. Week 12 is probably also a road game because, again, that would be three straight at home because 13 is San Francisco. Sunday night home. Nice.
Yep.
December 1st.
Thanksgiving weekend.
Thanksgiving weekend, but not actual Thanksgiving.
Right. Perfect.
The Thanksgiving schedule is Bears-Lions, Giants-Dallas. And then Miami at Green Bay at night, which could be pretty.
That could be nice. Yeah.
Week 14, no idea. But if those 1-3-5 weeks are all home games, there's only like one more left that's not accounted for here. And it would end up being, you know, 14 or 16. Yeah, like if the Bills open with New England at home, then they will go to New England in Week 18. Anyway, I went out of order. 13 San Francisco, Sunday night. That's three night games. Week 2 at Miami, Week 6 at the Jets, Week 13, the Niners. There probably will end up being one or two others. I'm still thinking the Texans really should be one of those games.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even the Rams.
Yep, I could see that.
Because that game was all the rage the last time.
Oh, sure.
Bills-Rams.
Yeah.
Wasn't bad. Okay.
Great for us. Yeah.
Week 14, don't know. Week 15 at the Lions, December 15th. Okay.
Not Christmas, not Thanksgiving.
Not Christmas.
Big dub.
I guess it could be in the Hanukkah window. Kwanzaa. I don't know. I'm trying to give you everything here.
Right.
Trying to account for everything.
Yeah.
At Detroit.
You can't please everyone.
I'm trying. I want to. That's the you have to try. I know you can't, but it's worth trying. Week 16, don't know. There's still other road games here. The Colts, maybe. Week 17 is the Jets here. December 29th, after Christmas. Is that after Christmas this year? After Hanukkah.
That's actually, I think if I have it right, that the timing is after Christmas before New Year's.
December 29th, you'll, I'm sure, be off. January 5th is Week 18, New England.
That's probably right. Yeah,
you'll not be here. The traditional Bulldog misses the Week 17 postgame show game, which will be in the daytime, so I'll be here.
Good.
January. Right.
Sorry,
it is good.
I didn't mean to sound so excited about that. What I meant was that's too bad for you.
January. No, it's. Come on. I love it. January 5th. I do. You don't need to hear this because I've said it 100 times to you, but I do love working that week because I'm out of the house and it's such an interesting NFL week with playoff picture stuff and everything, you know, who's going to sit their guys. I love those last couple of weeks, even though at times it seems inconvenient. So Week 18, New England somewhere, and that's it. I don't have the playoff schedule. Nothing on the playoff.
Or the preseason schedule.
Yeah, why is that after?
I don't know. I think that's been the case for a while. Maybe. I don't know. I shouldn't speculate about that. I honestly have no idea when the preseason schedule comes out.
I thought it was. I guess it wasn't. I would have been wrong thinking it was before.
Before the schedule.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I'm satisfied. I great work. I always know I can count on you to have that all pieced together. I mean, I'm following along on Twitter and but I never feel like, because I know you're going to be here and I know what this is for you.
Right.
One of your favorite things is puzzles, and this is a great puzzle.
So grateful for that.
I have a couple things, like I've already said, that I'm looking for or hoping for, and if I get them confirmed or trusted enough. Before we, great, like today, no holidays, 1 o'clock Sunday. I'd be stunned if they weren't opening at 1 o'clock at home on Sunday to start the season.
Patriots or Cardinals.
So that's all I really wanted out of this. The rest of it is just, you know, it's going to go where it's going to go. I do expect like two more night games in there. Mm-hmm. We know, what do we know? We know Monday nights and a Thursday night so far, right?
And a Sunday.
Oh, there is a Sunday.
San Francisco.
Oh, right.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. That is a Sunday night. Yeah. So there's the.
There probably could be one more here and one more away.
Yeah.
So Tennessee or Jacksonville, somewhere in the middle of the schedule, could be like in December, could be a night game. And maybe I still love the Texans for that, wherever you want to put that. There's not been much on the Texans. But there is this, Chicago, at my dream almost hit. Mm. Just like betting, I have great ideas that lose.
That guy hit the goalpost with 30 seconds left. I would have gotten the cover, but no, instead, it's a loser. That's you with the Bears and the Texans.
My plus 600 was so right. It was so perfect. It was great process and lost.
I even used the odds boost.
Man. It was perfect process, lost.
Yeah.
But you know, you got to... Go back to it. You got to go back to that process.
Sure.
So
tried and true.
Chicago at Houston is reportedly Sunday night week two, which is not quite brave enough as week one. Like, you know, you had a chance there. They say Lions-Rams in Detroit, playoff rematch, Stafford and Goff. It's pretty good. Major markets. I mean, sure. It's pretty good. Week one, Sunday night football. That works. That's fine. The primetime schedule of week one is fine. Baltimore, Kansas City, Green Bay, Philadelphia. Because now we have to have a Friday night game.
Right.
And that's what everybody needed. And then Sunday night, Rams, Lions. Monday night, Jets, 49ers. Okay.
Yeah, that all works.
Then Bills, Dolphins, Thursday night the following week.
Right. We don't know when the Bills are going to LA to play the Rams.
We don't. I don't.
I hope that's later in the season because there's always a chance that Matthew Stafford's elbow explodes, so that could be helpful. I think potentially.
Wow,
later in the season for them.
Got dark there.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, it just sprang to mind. what else could I be hoping for at this point? I already said like I got, you know, I had a very low bar. I wanted a couple things, and they look like they're coming through. So now I'm on to the rest of it, and there's the first thought I had. I'm rooting for Matthew Stafford to get hurt. I'm sorry that.
Wow, right? Like everybody? This is your favorite player.
It came out wrong. Hey, Bills. You know, I'm about the Bills.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Okay. That's good.
yes, thank you.
That's it. Like, now I want the rest, but what is the takeaway? Kansas City is the big one, right? Kansas City and November 17th, 425. That's not surprising for any reason. That's been a huge game for years that has been at the 4 o'clock slot for the last 2 years, or 425.
Right.
CBS. So that's not, you know, that's not Joe Buck. That's not...
What week is that again?
Week 11.
Yeah. It's a little earlier than last year. Last year was week 14, the Chiefs, but still, it's the back half of the season.
The previous ones were like 5 or 6.
Yeah, right.
Weeks 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm. I like it later.
You might have Rashi Rice on the field by week 11.
Okay.
Okay. Right?
Fine.
The Jets are 6 and 17 spread out. The Patriots still could be 1, but they will be 18, home or away. If it's home, then obviously that's not week 1. That would be somewhere in the middle of the schedule. I'm thinking maybe it isn't. And that would also be back-to-back home division games to end it. If it ends up that way, if they go to New England, you know, some other week mid-season and then host them in week 18. I'm guessing it's the other way around, but don't know. And the Bills have kind of run the table late in the regular season a few times here in a row. They've gotten sort of like last year in the jackpot, 6-6,
mm-hmm.
right? A couple of years before that, it was similar. And then they sprinted home, didn't, you know, help them in the playoffs. Well, they won the first game each time, but ultimately lost. So, no Thanksgiving, no Christmas. Good?
Excellent.
You're happy with that?
Very, very good.
Three night games with the potential for a couple more. We both expect it.
Yes. I think we know so far one of the two Monday nighters that Joe Buck alluded to, right? So, there's going to be that will be another one. And then, yeah, probably another Sunday night or something. Maybe your Houston Bills idea somewhere, you know, maybe first, you know, front half of the schedule somewhere. I don't know. But, yeah, I thought all along they'd get the 5 that they've been getting, or whatever it was, 6 even. Maybe there'll be a late season, you know, fool around, went like, don't know what time the game's going to be yet. The Bills have had that a few times, although – now with the Saturday before Christmas, maybe that, and we already know what that is going to be, maybe that takes that off the table. But either way, yeah, I would expect, you know, five night games when it all comes out. I like the Houston game, like you've been saying, and I like that Ram game as a night game, but those are both road games.
There's a new leak on Houston for week 5, and it's not in prime time. Man, really? Okay. If that's correct, the Bills will then have 3 road games in a row, weeks 4, 5, and 6, at Baltimore, at Houston, at the Jets. That's a stretch,
yep,
right there. And the Jet game would be a Monday night game, if that's correct. So that's new here in the last couple of minutes, to my eyes.
The Houston and the Bills week 5.
Week 5 not, in Houston, not at night.
Okay.
I want to make sure that there's no opportunity for that. I don't have the Sunday night game yet for week 5. There's an England game in week 5 that you'll be excited about.
No,
get your lineups in early.
No.
Get them done the night before, Bulldog. Hurry up this year, for once, will you not push it to the very last moment?
I like to wait until like 5 a.m. when I get up to go to the John and Adam Schefter starts tweeting about everybody that's going to be active and inactive.
I got to tell you, you talk about 5 a.m. I'm sorry, I broke into like Chris Collinsworth or somebody there. You talk about 5 a.m. One of the great joys of my life was my 50th birthday in Maui. On the Sunday morning, the Bills lost to Urban Meyer's Jaguars this day. Man. I was in Hawaii, and I got up. I had a nice, very nice surprise in the morning, and then got up and went out to the beach in the darkness. The sun was not yet up, and did lineups.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, it's the best. You know, it's once in a lifetime.
Sure.
But that's how I started. The second thing I did on this day,
right,
that Sunday morning, getting up and doing lineups. The Bills-Jaguars game would have started at like 8 in the morning or something like that, local time. Luckily, there was no game in Europe, or else I would have just done that. I would have had to do that before going to bed. Those are 3 or 4 in the morning, those games, if they're if you're in Hawaii. Yeah. So, yeah, a little bit of a brag there. All right, so at Houston, week 5, we're waiting on the opener and a few more different slots to get filled in here over the course of the afternoon. But it's been a great pace today, the perfect kind of like little bit every – just to keep you – To keep your obsession with your addiction to the NFL alive and thriving.
Yeah, it's almost like it's choreographed.
It is, probably.
Yeah.
They've won May 15th now, the NFL, apparently. That's another day owned by the NFL, May 15th. What do you like or not like? What are you hoping for that's still yet to be known or dreading? 803-0550 if you want to join us. Armando Salguero will be on the show today, 4 o'clock, talking about Miami and the league overall. And Sal will join us later on to, maybe by then we know everything. We'll see. But I just love that we don't right now, because it just makes it more fun to guess and try to figure things out. Lines are open for your calls. Thanks for being with us on a fun Bills day, the schedule day. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Shregs, which game that hasn't been announced yet are you looking forward to most?
I think one of the best games played in the entire 2023 season was in the playoffs in the wild card round, that Sunday night game between the Rams and the Lions. As it is slated right now, that game will be back in Detroit. I'm going to say Rams at Lions, and running it back from a game that Puka Nacua was unstoppable until the very end, when Jared Goff got the necessary conversions and first downs to win that game.
Peter Schrager, NFL Network, excited about LA-Detroit, which is reportedly going to be Sunday Night Football Week 1. What are the Bills going to be facing, or who, in Week 1? We're not sure yet. There are 32 teams, right?
Still, yes.
And most their Week 1 games have been announced, or maybe not announced, but leaked. They're out. But the Bills are not one of them. And we think, just sort of checking in on everybody else's schedule, that it will either be New England or Arizona. Arizona is the only NFC team whose Week 1 game I don't see here. So Patriots or Cardinals. I would prefer Cardinals, just because it's different and they're kind of interesting. Marvin Harrison Jr.'s NFL debut. Kyler Murray. Right? Has he ever played here? No.
No.
So they're going to be on the schedule at some point, but I like it for Week 1. New England, maybe you get Drake May, but I feel like maybe not. You get Jerod Mayo, his first game. The first post-Belichick Patriots game would be, if that's where it ends up, would be in Buffalo. But we don't know for sure yet. We do think we know a stretch between Week 4 and 6 that the Bills are going to play 3 games in a row on the road. Baltimore, Houston, and the Jets. That's kind of a gauntlet there.
A little bit of a grinder, yeah.
Then Week 8 in Seattle, so they would be home in Week 7. That would be Tennessee or Arizona. The only possibilities there.
All right. I like Tennessee for a night game. Monday Night Football. I mean,
I would hate it.
I don't love it, but I think it makes sense, is all I'm saying. Like, Tennessee probably isn't going to get a lot of prime time, and the Bills sort of, you know, it's two smaller markets, but the Bills sort of prop it up, you know, because it's the Bills.
I would hate it if I were a fan of any other team. Tennessee at Buffalo, really? Do I need that? Didn't I just watch that and the Bills won by 30? Total.
Sure.
Tennessee was even better then.
Yeah.
Well, who knows, but. What, are they interesting?
Calvin Ridley. I think they're a little interesting. Yeah, I'm probably like, you know, 20% or 30% chance that Will Levis is any good. But you know, that's not nothing. They've done a nice job of surrounding him, and that's a new coach too. So I don't know. Like, I'm here for that a little bit. I don't love them or anything, but they could be decent. I'm just saying it feels like a Monday night game. You know, like, Monday night is not the marquee anymore, and it's just a way to get – I think it's a way to get Tennessee on Monday Night Football, and, you know, the Bills sort of carry that. But I don't know. be. I'm looking for night games. That's all. I'm looking for night games, preferably at home.
803-0550 if you have any thoughts. I'm out here. We're out here just like you, taking valuable time out of your day, trying to keep up on all the different leaks and reports, and also while also trying to filter, you know, is this reputable?
Right.
You know, is Peter Schrager somebody who I have to care about? Jordan Schultz, or who do I have to care about? Who's probably going to be right? Lots of random people show up on schedule day, and you know, is this guy somebody? I feel like the schedule information, like I don't ask, hardly ever do I ask anybody for a tip. For a few years, I was doing that, and I would get something sometimes, you know. I kind of feel like the schedule is state secrets. But it isn't apparently to everybody because some people are out there, they just have it. Like the Jet, whoever, like I don't know the name of the person who had the Jets schedule this morning, like first thing in the morning, there it was, the whole Jets schedule. That's happened a few times with the Jets. Brian Costello sometimes would have it. It wasn't him today who I saw. I'm just like, what are the consequences if you leak the entire schedule in the morning of the release day? Like, does anybody have a problem with you if you do that?
Not if it's all part of the plan. The whole thing could be, like, maybe the Jets have got the market cornered on, you know what, let's just get yours out there, and then people like you will start. That's a good puzzle piece because it's a team in our division, for you anyway. It's a good puzzle piece. It's a team in the Bills division. You're not going to play them twice. And so you can start sort of putting together, and I don't think any of this is an accident.
I have a new one.
You know, I mean, I think the NFL knows what they're doing. They know how to captivate us. They know how to, this has become like scheduled day was scheduled day. And that would be just today. It's kind of become schedule week.
It's incredible.
For a lot of us. And I would, for our show's purposes, I give you all the credit for that, because I think when we first started doing this, like really getting into the schedule and you with spreadsheets and all the stuff, I think I might have been just sitting here going, like, I don't really care. Just tell me when the games are. I can wait till 8 o'clock tonight. I don't need that. Like, I felt like a very passive member of the team, I guess, when we first started doing this. But that's changed. Like, how excited you get, how excited I know a lot of people do get about it. I mean, sure, take your shots. You can. I sympathize with you if you're sitting out there going, I can just wait till 8 o'clock, guys. Like, fine. Good. I felt that way probably 15 years ago. But all of the leaking, here's an actual official announcement, here's a leak from a respected reporter. There's nothing accidental about it.
I have a new one.
I don't think.
Although I don't know where it's from. At the Rams.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Week 14, not at night. I know. It's so funny. Like, what are you supposed to say?
Hmm.
Oh.
Huh. That's late in the year. Like, December 8th. Like I said, I was hoping for. I don't want to repeat why I...
Because of Matthew Stafford being old.
Thank you. That's a much gentler way to put that.
You know, what was the deal last year? From, like, whatever, the Jet game on? Maybe you can look this up. Like, almost all Bills games from when they lost in New England to the end were not at 1 o'clock. Right? Philly was late. Jets were late. Yeah. Denver at night. Tampa at night. Dallas was late. KC was late.
Yeah.
All those games in there. Like, they went the two New England games, whenever week six or seven to the last game of the season.
Yep. That's, yeah, New England is week seven. That's a loss, like you said. Yeah, Tampa was a night game. Bengals were a night game. Denver.
Bengals. Monday night.
Yeah. Then that Jet game was a regular.
4:25.
Yeah, okay, right. Not even 1 o'clock. Yeah, then it's Eagles 4:25, Chiefs 4:25, Dallas 4:25. The Saturday before Christmas in L.A., that's a night game.
New England, then Miami.
New England, New Year's Eve. And then Miami. And Miami was a night game. So, the New England game was the only 1 o'clock game they played from October 22nd until New Year's Eve.
Well, that's amazing. It's not going to be that bad. But right now we've got week 8 is 4 o'clock just because they're out west. Like, week 8 is 4 o'clock, Seattle. Week 11 is late, Chiefs at home. Week 13 is a night game, San Francisco. Week 14 would be late at the Rams. Week 15... maybe is late, Detroit. You
right.
saw that?
Yeah, I thought I saw 425 for that.
Well,
does anybody
this is
else,
what happens when you're good.
Now I want to see if I can find that again, because you're counting on me to know that, and that can be sketchy. I'm not taking notes. I don't have a spreadsheet. I thought I saw 425.
Okay, So the Rams, if that's right, week 14, take one more game off. Still got to get to Indianapolis here at some point. Would that be, that'd be 1 o'clock, you think?
Yeah.
I do love it, though. I love that game this year. Bills have not been to Indianapolis. Sometimes, think about the Chiefs, how many times the Bills have played at Kansas City, year after year on a streak. How many times has McDermott taken the Bills to Arrowhead, including playoffs? Six? It's at least six. Indianapolis, Allen missed the game his rookie year at the Colts the last time they went there.
It's been that long. Wow. 18. Yeah. All right.
18. They've never sort of come up. They were here.
Right.
In 21 with Carson Wentz and won big, the Jonathan Taylor 5-touchdown game. But, even going back from 18, the Bills, Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, they've not been to Indianapolis. Kind of only in the ones that are guaranteed. They haven't, how it works. You have to finish, if you finish in the same position in the standings.
Right, then you get the cross division.
Then you'll play that team like the Bills play the Ravens and the Chiefs this year. Those are the one games, one game against AFC North that they play, and the same with AFC South. Or rather, AFC West. They play the entire AFC South. But it just hasn't happened that they've gone to Indianapolis more often than what's required.
Right. When they're good, the Colts aren't good, and when the Colts were good, the Bills weren't good. So that's how you miss those crossovers. They're finishing first and you're finishing third or fourth, or vice versa.
Or vice versa.
Right.
So I'm excited about that. Anthony Richardson and A.D. Mitchell and the Colts. All right. Well, it's still trickling in here with the Rams. I feel like it's election day. I've never worked in news on election day, but what's the latest? How many precincts?
Well, let me know when you're ready to call it.
The precincts are coming in one by one.
I've seen enough.
Who do you want? You're ready to call it. Those years with those were the days, presidential elections where 8:05, bam. Mm-hmm. We know, yeah. Reagan. Now what do we do for the next 48 hours?
Yeah, that's not how it works anymore.
No, we got to drag it out. It's better TV. Probably it's legitimate. Probably. Will it be New England or Arizona at the Bills in week one? Got a preference? 803-0550 if you want to tell us. Armando Salguero coming up in 20 minutes. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, welcome back. The home of Crayola Nudes, new fantasy team I'm just drafting right now, inspired by yesterday's show.
You're welcome, everyone. You're welcome.
Last night I drafted a friend of mine, JD, know him? Sent the word out. It's let's go.
I do know a JD.
10:30 at night, maybe it was. Oh, never a good idea.
10:30 at night?
I fell asleep the last two picks. I know before I click the button that I'm not going to make it, but I still click the button. You know, I'm just dead money probably.
What happens when that – you're already
– You auto-pick.
Okay.
Based on the average draft position. Right. So, welcome to the squad, Cordarrelle Patterson. Is there a chance? He went to Pittsburgh. Is there a chance? And Michael Penix in the final round. But that team is called Scent of Elk.
Scent of Elk.
From what show was that? Sense of Elk.
Penix is going to be good. That is my draft quarterback hill I'm dying on. I like Penix. I don't love that spot. That's still weird as you know what that they did that, but I like him. I like him. I'm rooting for him. I like him. I'm rooting for him.
Sense of Elk.
Sense of Elk.
This year?
No, not so much this year. But this I just mean like long. Yeah, no. I mean, long range. I mean, I think he'll. You know, I would expect Cousins to probably get at least the year here.
You would think, right?
Right.
You're betting on Penix in Dynasty. That's a great take because he's not likely to start for at least a year. People are just, they're more into Bo Nix. They're more into, you know, other positions, and you can get Penix like mid-second in a super flex draft. So we are still trying to fill a few holes here on the schedule grid, which is totally fine because it's only almost 4 o'clock. Because the games that have been, it's not necessarily leaked, but announced somewhere in between, weeks 2, 4, 5, and 6, and 8 are all road games. 3 and 7 are going to be home games. The only teams that could be here in week one, the only teams that could be here based on everything else that's come out in week one are New England and Arizona. The only teams that could be for week three are Jacksonville and Tennessee. And week 7 would be Tennessee and Arizona, right? So one of those is going to be Tennessee, 3 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the rest of their schedule, I think Jacksonville is probably week 3. And there's some report that will be at night.
Okay.
That would be Monday night. Joe Buck yesterday said the Bills twice.
Right.
That would mean week 3 here for Jacksonville, week 6 at the Jets. So I think that is what I would want to call an educated guess, that Jacksonville would be 3 and then Tennessee would either be 7 or 16. Arizona might be, or, you know, one of those in week 1. Basically, then you have 3 teams for 3 spots, weeks 1, 7, and 16 Buffalo.
If New England doesn't come here, we feel like we know with the way things have broken down that the Bills at Patriots is week 18.
Yes, has to be.
So if the Patriots don't...
Or here, sorry.
Okay.
That has to be the opponent, I meant.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, where else could New England be coming here if they don't? Where could the other New England game be?
It would be either 1 or 16. And if it's 16, that would mean 16 and 18.
Right.
But the league has done that.
The Bills have done that. They did that with either Miami or New England. There was a couple years ago where they played a run of like two times in 3 weeks. I feel like they played one of those two teams.
The Giants and Eagles just did it.
Okay.
Where they played twice in 3 weeks right at the end. I hate it.
Right.
I don't think that should ever happen. It should be spaced out.
And didn't Baltimore and Cleveland recently do that?
Did something like that in the middle where there was a bye week in between. So maybe it was the Browns who played consecutive games against the Ravens. Yes. That should be avoided. So either New England, unless you have a stack of games here in the middle all at home, it's either the opener or it's December 22nd or January 5th. Like the home game is the second of those games. That's basically what's possible there. Did that even make sense? I hope it did. Whether it did or not, stay tuned. Because we'll be saying it all again.
Sorry, I'm scanning like recent Bills schedules to try to find this year that I have in my head where there was a backload of, and I don't have it.
I don't remember anything quite that truncated.
I dreamt it. That's all. It's that simple. I'm damaged.
Giants Eagles though will tell you that it's not beyond the league to do it.
Right.
16 and 18, since we don't know New England yet, 16 and 18 conceivably could be the two Patriot games. I don't think it should be, but it could be. If it isn't, I think week one.
Maybe what I'm thinking of is back in, holy cow, Allen's rookie year, to close the season they went at Miami, home for New York. There's Detroit mixed in there, then New England, then Miami again.
Okay.
That might be what I was thinking of.
Armando Salguero coming up. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.